saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that song, and thank you, Elvis Presley, for performing it. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So you were telling me on the break that you actually kind of grew up yourself in the self-esteem world?
No, I grew up with my children growing up.
So tell me your perspective on this whole, I think, catastrophe, maybe that's too big a word, or movement or change in how we treat our criticism and we treat teachers and others that offer criticism.
Well, I look at it as a failed experiment. How's that?
Ah, yes, badly failed. You know, well, let's give them an F.
Yeah, we're talking about that whole world where everyone gets a trophy, no one's a loser, you're terrific, competition's not very healthy, we have to take care of everyone and make sure that everyone feels good all along the way. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're talking about. But specifically, which that being more of the self-esteem movement, specifically we're really talking about the ability for our kids to take in and get value from criticism.
Right.
Rather than, you know, being hurt.
Right. Well, I actually enjoyed reading your co-writer's input on your column.
Oh, well, of course, because it wasn't me.
And I remember my experiences in college, and of course the professors would tear you to pieces. I had journalism teachers that were just brutal. There was more red on our papers by the time we were done than the black ink of our typewriters. And, yes, they were typewriters then.
What's a typewriter?
That was, you know, that was a big change that happened after I got out of school. But the criticism, the guidance, we needed it. And so the story that he wrote about his student being upset and even having her parents calling in is so typical of what's going on these days. Look, like so many things we've discussed, our children become the adults that we want them to become if we are involved. If we leave it to the schools, if we leave it to anybody but ourselves as parents to make sure that they learn their lessons, they just may not learn them. And we were up against that the whole time as the kids were growing up, and we didn't treat our children the way our schools were treating our children. And because of that, they grew up being able to understand different tones, being able to tolerate it, and being able to know the difference between constructive criticism and just unacceptable criticism.
You know, it's interesting. I was a guest on HuffPost Live yesterday, and the topic was the various filters that we as parents need to put on our kids' various technology and the things that they see and do. And the thing that came up was how things were different when we were kids and how we were raised versus how kids are raised today. And it really is significantly different in the sense that when my parents were raising me, they actually could trust the schools to pretty much do a good job. They weren't worried about their values being undermined. They could trust what was on television, what was on the radio, and what I saw in the movies. They didn't have to monitor it. So not only do we have this whole self-esteem issue and every kid is a winner, but we have all these other things that assault our kids, making the job of being a parent, I think in many ways, harder than it's ever been.
Well,
do you think?
I see that perspective. You know, I think back in the day, parents didn't think they needed to worry about what was going on in the schools. But there were lots of things going on in the schools that were not healthy. And I can just tell you that I had horrible experiences.
You mean as a student yourself?
As a student when I was in elementary school. I had some good teachers, but I had some terrible teachers. And they didn't know how to deal with me. I was bored. They weren't giving me enough work. I would get into fights. I had when I moved to from back east Arizona, I had an anti-Semitic basketball coach. And so there were things that were going on, and there were not ways of dealing with them. So,
well, that's a very good counterpoint to my point, that in some ways the parents of a couple generations ago were so uninvolved that they were unaware of things like that. But
and maybe
is that why you didn't graduate high school?
What's that?
Is that why you didn't graduate high school?
They were happy to get rid of me. No, I just think that perhaps back then they weren't involved enough, and now I feel parents are involved way too much.
Actually, I think that's a really good takeaway for me. It's an extreme,
yes.
And parents are not giving the kids the independence they need to learn. They're not giving the kids the ability to fail and learn from the failure.
Absolutely.
Or to support them through a failure.
Absolutely. And they live vicariously through their children.
Way too much, yeah.
They're getting involved in between the relationship between the student and the teacher in ways that is not going to help the student. I remember, you know, you've talked about, I think you mentioned this in your article, about the kids complaining about a teacher they don't like in school. And the discussion in my house was always about, okay, so welcome to the world. Right, there are going to be people and bosses and colleagues that you're not going to like, but you're going to have to deal with them. So what is it that you need here, and what can you do to stop blaming the teacher and figure out how to play the game and get what you need, because you're only going to have to deal with them for a few months.
You know something, I literally have had exactly that conversation with my boys, because I tell them, you got to understand something. You've got to figure out a way to make this teacher work for your interest. Okay, being mad at the teacher and not doing as well because the teacher is mean or whatever you want to call, in the end, you're going to move on. And if you have a C or a D, or God forbid you fail the class, that's going to go with you. It's going to go with the teacher.
So stop
focusing on the teacher.
Yes,
figure a way to make it work for you.
Right. It's the same discussion that I have with young men that I work with in my practice. They're angry, they're acting out, they're trying to hurt their parents, but what they're really doing is hurting themselves.
Absolutely.
They're hurting their own opportunities about, you know, successfully getting through high school, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really about who is the man that you want to be, and that discussion needs to happen when these men are young boys.
Well, and again, as you said earlier on, when there are good and active and participating parents, they can do that. Sadly, there are so many situations in our society now where the parents are not there, or they're working so hard just to support the family that they are exhausted, or as in many cases, myself and my next guest, we've had to do it alone a lot of the time.
You know what I would say, Bruce, to that is that I don't know what the numbers are. No, I'm just going anecdotally. But the people, it's not. I don't think it's just about having to work hard. There are single parents who know how to teach values, no matter how hard they're working. And then there are parents who are around a lot, who are not clear. They're confused. They haven't grown up, and they're teaching their kids values that are not necessarily so wonderful. So,
well, I agree. Of course,
really
good parents in every circumstance. It's just, I think, for the parent that is struggling to do it them alone, and for the parent that has possibly financial difficulties, the pressure is just really intense, and the ability to really be even aware of a little subtlety going on with your kid is harder. And sometimes there are subtleties. As you know, because you were there with me, my older son went through a rough period, and for a while I just wasn't seeing it. And I was present, but I was distracted. And I imagine if somebody was even more busy than I was, and I wasn't that busy in those days, it would be harder to see the signs of a problem. So that's really my point. Listen, Wayne, we're nearly out of time. Please remind our listeners where they can find you.
In sunny Southern California at bettermencoaching.com.
And what's the name of your book, that bestseller?
Hold on to your nuts, non-negotiable, unalterable terms. Hold on to your nuts, the relationship manual for men, and you can buy it in all formats at our site.
Including the spoken word format by Mr. Levine
himself. By the
author
and a couple of his close friends, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
We will be back after these commercials with very special guest Holly Flanders. Do not miss this segment. And
most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand.